This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Thursday, February 24, 2022, and these are the headlines. Law enforcers on Wednesday arrested a man who was reportedly among the members of the New People's Army who attacked the Lapande Corporation compound that resulted in the death of a fish vendor in April 2017. The Criminal Investigation and Detection Group Regional Field Unit identified the suspect as Kerwin Lanson Kataag, 36, of Purok 2B, Upper Dampa, Barangay Magtuod. Lieutenant Colonel Neil Grace Driz, Regional Chief of the Police Unit, said Kataag was a member of the Pulang Bagani Command of the NPA and that he was a subject of an arrest warrant for frustrated murder which Judge Rogelio Narisma of Regional Trial Court Branch 23 in Kidapawan City issued on December 4, 2007 for another case. Meanwhile, the Philippine government's free repatriation flight offer for Filipinos in Ukraine is still on the table, the Department of Foreign Affairs said Wednesday, amid the escalating tensions in the region. There are more than 300 Filipinos living in Ukraine. Foreign Affairs Secretary Teodoro Loxin Jr. said the primary concern of the Philippine government is to take out of harm's way the Filipinos in Ukraine and bring them to the nearest safe place. DFA's statement comes as tensions mount in the region following the announcement of President Vladimir Putin that Russia would officially recognize certain areas of Ukraine's eastern Donetsk and Luhansk as independent states. In business, Finance Secretary Carlos Dominguez III is hopeful that the proposed charter change for state-owned Land Bank of the Philippines will push through in the next administration. During the Financial Executives Institute of the Philippines' second general membership meeting, where he was the guest speaker, Dominguez said a measure on Land Bank's proposed charter change is now in Congress, but he does not think the proposal will be approved before the administration of President Rodrigo Duterte leaves Malacañang. In sports, EJ Obiena, who has been at odds with his National Sports Association, won another gold when he topped Orlen Copernicus Cup in Poland on Tuesday. Obiena bested all competitors by registering 5.81 meters, the same mark he registered when he won gold in the Orlen Cup in Lodz, also in Poland. Belgium's Ben Broders placed second, while Thiago Braz of Brazil finished third. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.